Okay. Bafana, Bafana, Bafana are going to play Mexico at 9 p.m. You know, CET. And of course, come Friday, 12 June, we're going to see South Korea take on Czechia. All the games are going to be shown, you know, on various, platforms as we gear up for the biggest World Cup ever in history. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Kiengo Mulingi, not forgetting Pundu Moses. Join us next time right here on RCV, your home since 94.
And Voice News, the Global Link.
Five suspects nabbed over Chawama violence. Hope Mission boosts Chipata Hospital with life-saving medical equipment. And Al-Qaeda-linked armed group Jenim releases propaganda video of Mali attack. Good afternoon. To present the main news, I am Chimba Shilopa. Police in Lusaka have apprehended five male suspects in connection with an incident of political violence that occurred in John Howard compound, Chawama, of June 5, 2026. Following the incident, cases of aggravated robbery, malicious damage to property, assault and unlawful wounding have been recorded. According to Police Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilabi, the five suspects currently in police custody are identified as Happy Siuluta, age 39, Andrew Simukoko, age 21, Pochileshe, 26, Charles Nyambe, 26, and Arnold Siuluta, age 26. Mr. Chilabi said the incident occurred around 13 hours following a physical confrontation between supporters of the United Party for National Development, UPND, and the Tonse Pamozi Alliance. He said Chawama Police Station received a report of the incident around 13:10 hours and police officers were immediately deployed to the scene where they restored order and commenced investigations. He added that preliminary investigations indicate that a group of individuals associated with the Tonse Pamozi Alliance attacked and ransacked the UPND Ward 3 office in John Howard compound. During the incident, property was damaged and several items were reported stolen, said Mr. Chilabi in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. He further stated that investigations are ongoing and police have launched an operation to apprehend other individuals suspected to be involved in the violence and related offences, including their accomplices.
The Zambia Police Service in Osaka has apprehended five male suspects in connection with an incident of political violence that occurred in John Howard compound, Chawama, on June 5, 2026. The incident occurred around 13 hours following a physical confrontation between groups of supporters of the United Party for National Development, UPND, and the Tonse Pamozi Alliance. Police officers were immediately deployed to the scene, where they restored order and commenced investigations.
Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia, MQHZ, has welcomed the arrival of 30 containers of essential medicines received by the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, through procurement facilitated by the Unified Procurement Authority of Egypt. MQHZ Director General Queen Smabo highlighted that this development represents an important step towards addressing medicine shortages that have affected service delivery in some health facilities across the country. Speaking in an interview with RCV News, Dr. Mwabu noted that access to essential medicines remains a cornerstone of quality healthcare, and any intervention that improves the availability of life-saving medicines is a positive development for patients and communities. The reported availability of medicines for up to 8 months has the potential to provide much-needed relief to health facilities and reduce the challenges faced by patients who are often forced to seek medicines elsewhere when stocks are unavailable, stated Dr. Mwabo. Dr. Mwabo acknowledged that while this intervention is welcome, he emphasized that the true measure of success will not be the arrival of the medicines at national level, but whether they are delivered efficiently and equitably to hospitals, health centers and clinics across all provinces and districts in the country. He has therefore urged ZAMSA, the Ministry of Health and other relevant stakeholders to ensure the timely distribution of these medicines, particularly to rural and underserved communities where shortages often have the greatest impact on vulnerable populations. Dr. Mwabo further called for continued strengthening of medicines forecasting, procurement planning, stock management and distribution systems to ensure sustainable and uninterrupted access to essential medicines.
However, the real measures of our success is not the arrival of the medicines, but whether they reach hospitals, clinics and health centers on time and become available to patients who need them. We therefore urge the Ministry of Health and ZAMSA to ensure efficient, transparent and equitable distribution of these medicines to all parts of the country, including rural and underserved communities. We believe every Zambian deserves reliable access to essential medicines.
Hope Mission Zambia has donated medical equipment to Chipata Level 1 Hospital in a significant move aimed at strengthening healthcare delivery and improving access to quality medical services to help rescue the vulnerable communities in Zambia. The donation forms part of the organization's long-term commitment in supporting Zambia's health sector and ensuring that children under its care receive improved diagnosis, treatment and overall medical attention. Mission's visionary and founder, Gareth Hayes, said the initiative will help to intensify healthcare outcomes and contribute to the well-being of some of the country's most vulnerable groups. Speaking in an interview in Osaka today, Mr. Hayes said the donations reflect the organization's mission of creating lasting gospel outreach in the lives of vulnerable children through practical interventions that address their immediate and long-term needs. Mr. Hayes said the partnership with Chipata Level 1 Hospital will guarantee consistent and free medical care for street-connected children, helping improve their recovery, stability and chances of successful reintegration into society. Our goal is not just to donate equipment, but to create opportunities that will change lives by ensuring vulnerable children have access to healthcare, education and a brighter future, said Mr. Hayes.
We reach the local community with many things, with supplies of furniture and clothing, and our most important focus is sharing the gospel, giving hope. And the reason that we want to coordinate with like the Chipata Clinic, there's a possibility of going further up north, Angola as well, and other places. Our focus is rescuing the vulnerable children from the streets. It's called Hope Mission, and Hope stands for Health, Outreach, Prayer, Education.
Meanwhile, Chipata Level 1 Hospital Biomedical Engineer Kenneth Mwandila has welcomed the donation, describing it as a timely intervention that will strengthen patient assessment, monitoring and treatment outcomes. These equipment will improve patient assessment and monitoring, thereby contributing to better treatment outcomes and stronger healthcare service delivery, said Engineer Mwandila. Engineer Mwandila has since appealed to other cooperating partners to support the health sector, noting that such contributions directly improve service delivery and benefit both vulnerable children and communities across Zambia.
So the pieces of medical equipment which they have donated, a digital X-ray machine, it will help us diagnose with patients, maybe in terms of TB, can diagnose it. Also fractures, we can use the same digital mobile X-ray machine to diagnose those. Also the ultrasound machine we use for pregnant mothers. Yeah, so for the scans, we'll be doing with the ultrasound machine.
In African news, the Al-Qaeda-linked armed group Jamaat Nusrat al-Islam wal-Muslimin Janim has released a propaganda video of the attack on 25 April 2026 against the Malian army camp and the airport in Sevare near Mopti in central Mali. This attack was part of a series of coordinated attacks on the same day, which resulted in the recapture of the town of Kidal by northern separatists and the assassination of the Malian defense minister.